You know, with any fan fiction, when it comes to a franchise, you know, beloved characters and such, everybody's going to have the crack at wanting to try something a little weird, a little silly, a little satire-y and, you know, parody-wise and all that. Even on a adult 18-plus erotic scale. And believe me, one story that I found out, you know, from some people telling me about it, is actually that. You know, it really is. The story, but done by a satyr or some. The name is, I think the name is spelled S-A-I-T-E-R. I could be wrong. I'll provide the name in the title here, but I will not put a link to the comic. I'll put that probably on the Rumble account if I can. But anyway, this story is called, and it's a Sonic the Hedgehog story, by the way. It's a Sonic the Hedgehog story, by the way. But again, the story, I believe I mentioned, is called Sally's Absorbing Tail. That's right, Absorbing Tail. And it's 66 pages worth, ladies and gentlemen, 66 pages of the story. And you're probably wondering, why is it called Sally's Absorbing Tail? What does that mean? What is the story about? What is the web comic? Because that's what it is all, mainly, too, is a web comic. Long story short, Nicole, the HoloLynx, is trying to create a substance, a ability that will allow her to go from being a HoloLynx AI that's kind of, I guess you could say, 75%, you know, real. Well, basically made herself 75% real enough to feel the wind on her face and all that, and hold physical objects and things and da da da. And I love Nicole. We all love Nicole the HoloLynx. Don't get me wrong. We as fans, that is. But in this comic, in this web comic, she is creating a device that's going to allow her to get a physical flesh and blood body now. So that way she doesn't always have to HoloLynx or create herself the holographic, you know, 75%, 80% lifelike body to, you know, just walk around and breathe the air, smell the flowers, wind on her face and all that. But what happens is that Sally decides to touch it because here's the thing. Sally is surprised. She's proud of Nicole of doing this. And she even asks Nicole, is there a way I could touch this? And Nicole's like, sure, you know, what could go wrong? And what happens? Something goes wrong because the moment she touches it, it explodes. That's right. This device, this whatever it is that Nicole was working on, blows up. You know, it blows up and causes Sally to get reduced to a puddle of biomass. But we don't see her as the puddle. We see her basically just, you know, we see her finishing up, I guess you could say, emerging from it or reconstituting herself from it. And she's wondering where Nicole is, and then she sees the handheld she always keeps on her beeping. She picks it, you know, she unclips it from her leg, or from her ankle, if you will, you know, turns it on, and Nicole explains that, yeah, I've kind of merged with you right now and everything. We're kind of, you know, one and everything. And, oh, by the way, you got blown up and everything, and you and basically the reason you're alive and all that is because you were able to reconstitute yourself because of the biomass you absorbed and da-da-da. And basically your body now has superpowers that allow you to temporarily absorb whatever you can get your hands on. And, oh, by the way, even, you know, grow certain aspects of your body, certain assets, if you will, to your desire. And, hey, I can help you with that now because, hey, I'm one with you temporarily. Now, somehow she does demerge from her later on, but Sally has these absorbing powers. And you're wondering, well, why is that a big deal when it comes to the story? Now, again, like I was saying, you're probably asking, well, what does that have to do with the story? Well, basically what happens is that Sonic shows up because he said he heard an explosion. And basically, long story short, Sonic kind of gets a subtle explanation about what happened. And then grabs Nicole and, you know, runs off with her, having Sonic, having Sally chase off with him or chase after him. And what happens is that the moment Sally, I guess, falls on him, she trips on something and falls on Sonic, or she grabs him, she immediately starts absorbing him into her upper region, her bosom, if you will. And Sonic's like, what's going on? And Sally's like, am I absorbing you? And I think Nicole basically explains that, yeah, you know, you're doing this. And Sonic, you think, would be worried about it, but actually he finds it kind of cool, kind of fun, and says he's going to enjoy basically being a part of her bosom region, if you know what I mean. And basically he says this just as his mouth is basically being absorbed into that region. And he's able to, in a way, to kind of control that part of her, even though she's still in control because now he's part of her. He's able to essentially control that part of her in a way, like making it do certain things, if you know what I mean, that only babies should know about when they're hungry. I'll put it that way. And he basically is just having fun as part of being part of her now, being part of that upper region. But and what's interesting is he's able to communicate with her mentally. Like, they basically got like some kind of psychic link, and he's basically saying, "Hey, go and have some fun with Tails." Because she even tells him, "Okay, you want to stay in there and act that way, and you know, make my upper region do things it shouldn't be doing. I'll go and have some intimate fun with Tails. How's that? You know, how would you like that? And make whatever happens, you know, sploosh on you, if you know what I mean." So she goes and does that, but yet Sonic, mentally, through the psychic link, is able to allude to her that he likes it. He likes it and everything. And Sally's like, look, because she even looks at it in a reflection, because what happens after she has her fun with Tails to try to get Sonic out of there, you know, she looks to Nicole and says, okay, Nicole, I think it's time to separate us. And basically Nicole tries, but Sonic basically counsels her out. And Nicole's like, yeah, unfortunately Sonic's not letting me do that, so you're going to have fun until he decides to unzip from you. And yeah, Sally basically is like, wait a minute, no, you can't do this. And so what she does is she goes into front of a mirror, and I guess she could see Sonic in the mirror, and she tells him, look, okay, fine. You want to be like this? That's cool and everything. And if I keep having intimate fun with Tails, you know, you got to promise that eventually when the time is right, you unzip, you get out. And Sonic's like, okay, cool, no problem. So she just carries on normally, treats him just like she would treat her bosom any day. You know, she just treats him like, you know, he's nothing but that upper region. And then finally, I guess when she's getting ready to explain to them and everything, you know, what's happened with her, or even show off, you know, her new look because of that, Sonic unzips from her. You know, he unzips from her, much to the surprise of all the friends around them when that happened. Like I said, you know, when she's basically showing off her new look or getting ready to explain what happened to her, that's when Sonic unzips out of her body. Basically, I guess you could say, unabsorbs himself from her body, much to the surprise of the friends around there, like Cream, who I guess is of age in this one, and Amy, and even Tails. And Tails is a little, like, shocked and everything. He's like, wait a minute. So you were in that region of her when me and her got busy. And Sonic's like, yeah, but you were cool, man. You were cool. You got to try this. He's basically encouraging them to do what he just did. But now he's telling Tails, why don't you do it? Go and join her. In fact, Tails, why don't you go and become her tail? And Sally's like, you know, and you would think Sally would be like, no, Sonic, that's enough. I, you know, we had our fun. Let me just be normal. But no, Sally's actually very encouraging. She's like, hey, you want to try Tails? It'd be fun. It'd be fun. And, you know, Tails is like, you sure it's going to be okay? You sure it won't be permanent? And she's like, no, don't worry. It's fine. It's great. So Tails goes along with it, and he starts allowing himself to be absorbed. And he's like, oh, wow, this is cool. It's like nothing I've ever experienced before. Or, you know, and everything. It's like nothing I've ever experienced before. Excuse me there. I was trying to think about what I was going to say. If you ever sometimes hear me do a before and an or something like that, it's basically because I'm trying to think about what I'm going to say. So I do apologize. But anyway, he starts allowing himself to be absorbed. And he's like, oh, wow, this feels great. It's like nothing I've ever experienced before. And, you know, before he knows it and everybody else knows it, he basically starts merging with her and literally becomes, you know, her tail. Literally, Tails becomes Sally's tail and everything. And just like Sonic, she can communicate with him via psychic link. But now the thing is, she can control the tail that he's become because it's part of her. And, you know, she, and basically, you see Amy's kind of unimpressed, like, so what? Tails became your butt and you became your tail and your butt, so what? You know, what's so special about it? And Sally literally, I don't know if it's because of Tails' encouragement to her via mental link, psychic link, if you will, or just on her own accord, she slams her now big tail on top of Amy, saying, oh, it's because it's fun and it's neat and you should try it. And Cream, again, I think of age, is like, okay, I'll try it. And she literally allows herself to sink in and be absorbed and become part of the tail. Then Amy's trying to fight it, but then all of a sudden Amy starts to, I guess, get into it. And you see this like little heart emoji next to her speech bubble, where she's going, you know, you see the little heart symbol right next to it, and she gets absorbed. And then later on, Sonic's like, hey, let me become part of this too. And, you know, because again, she's hearing everybody in her mind because of this mental psychic link. And she's like, okay, Sonic, come on in. You can be my rear. And Sonic's like, here I come. Whee! You know, and then that's it. And Nicole tries to warn her. Nicole tries to warn her by saying, Sally, you keep this up, you're going to become an omnivore. Or absorbore, whatever it is. Basically a character that not only absorbs for fun, but also consumes. In other words, she will basically, I guess, eat anything around her to grow and grow and grow. And guess what? That's what inevitably happens. That's what inevitably occurs. But what's interesting is she decides, okay, you know, I'll take your advice. I'll try to calm down, slow down, not to absorb anymore because, again, you know, things could get bad. But what happens is she ends up going and meeting up with, not meeting up, but she bumps into Knuckles and Blaze, and she explains to them what happened. And Knuckles is like, yeah, I don't want nothing to do with that. I don't want nothing to do with that and everything. You know, I want nothing to do with that. But Blaze is like, oh, I want something to do with it. I'll have fun with you. I'll do whatever. You know, I'll get intimate with you. You know, Blaze is more for it than Knuckles. And so basically they have a threesome, which turns, you know, basically starts out lesbian-like, but then turns into a threesome because Knuckles gets attracted. And then in the morning, Blaze, I guess, you know, not realizing she's what's about to happen, is hugging the tail and, you know, wishing she could have a tail just like it. And as she's doing so, she starts submerging, you know, into the, she ends up being submerged and absorbed into the tail. And then the tail basically rises up like with a mind of its own above Knuckles and swallows him. And yeah, Sally wakes up and goes like, yeah, I wonder where the others went. I wonder where Blaze and Knuckles went. Why did they leave? Huh, that's weird. Not realizing that basically, you know, her tail absorbed them. Not realizing her tail absorbed them. And you kind of like hear them, you know, talking mentally. You kind of hear them talking mentally and everything in the tail. But it's gotten to a point that Sally can't hear them. And I'm looking at some cats outside. I don't know what they're doing. Really, there's four of them. But basically, Sally can't hear them because it's gotten that far. And she just ends up absorbing a lot of stuff. And Nicole finally tells her, look, this is gotten to a point to where, you know what? You're going to just have to embrace it. You're going to have to just, you know, go out and absorb whatever you can. Because she's figured out that the only way Sally can get back to normal, or at least back to a point to where, yeah, you could still absorb, but, you know, basically, you'd be yourself again. You wouldn't have to rely too much on it, is for Sally to absorb more, basically grow more. So Nicole's just encouraging it, to the point that Sally basically absorbs everything, including the world, and Eggman, who she actually stops, you know, from conquering the world because, you know, she's gotten so big, and she's like, oh, you're going to pay now for trying to blow me up with a missile. Because literally what happens is that during the story, as she's doing all this, you know, to try to, you know, get her back, weirdly, to try to get herself back to normal, you know, Eggman throws a nuke at her, not just Eggman, but Station Square, Gun does, and then Eggman tries to as well, and it just basically blows her up into a puddle where she reconstitutes herself even bigger, and she's like, oh, you still going to pay for that. And basically, after she kind of teaches them a lesson, and Eggman's like, I'm out of here, I'm done, she starts continuously absorbing and absorbing and absorbing to the point that she absorbs the whole world, because she's thinking, okay, I've absorbed enough, you know, why haven't I changed back to normal? Why hasn't there been like a change, you know, a reducing, if you will. And basically Nicole's like, well, you got to do one more thing. You got to absorb the world. And Sally does. And she just spends her time as a planet now, as the world, you know, while she tries to get herself back to normal. And years apparently pass. And Eggman basically is like, come on, Orbot and Cubot, we out of here. I ain't going to waste my time on a world that's basically having fun with itself. If you catch my drift on the quote-unquote fun. But anyway, the end result is Sally basically returns to normal. You know, many of the people that got absorbed have unzipped, kind of unabsorbed. But with changes, some people have decided to become Sallys themselves with a bit of her personality in there. Sonic decides to become the female Sonic that everybody calls Sonica with an A. And, you know, basically he decides he wants to be changed. He basically decides after being unzipped that he wants to be unzipped, unabsorbed, but changed into a female version of himself by that name, Sonica, because I guess he was secretly attracted to Tails, but figured that the more mature way, more, you know, better way is to be with him as a girl and not, you know, the other way around. And, yeah, basically that happens. Sally and Nicole get back together. Nicole informs her that you could still absorb and everything. And they end up having kids, kind of weirdly, or in a unique kind of way. They have to create life through different means. Like, you know, if somebody's on the verge of the end of their life, Sally will absorb them and basically rebirth them into a new version of themselves, which is basically a hybrid of Nicole and her. And she does this with plants as well. And one kid that becomes kind of like a hybrid version of her and Nicole, but with plant powers. It's indicated that they plant themselves into the ground, become a tree or something. I don't know. It's just a silly, crazy story. It's just one of those more weirdly sought, I wouldn't say sought out, but it's one of those more weirdly, I guess you could say, satire-y, erotic, adult, 18-plus stories, webcomics that you just got to read and see to believe yourself. Like I said, it's one of those stories that you got to just read and, you know, check out for yourself, because it's so crazy. It's so weird in a way. You know, just by the premise of the fact that Sally basically gets these, you know, just by sheer accident, you know, because she was curious at what Nicole was doing, and Nicole said, yeah, go ahead and touch, it's not a big deal. And, it, you know, and the thing that Nicole's working on to give herself a flesh, I guess you could say, Almost got tongue tied there. But the device Nicole's working on to give herself a flesh and blood body, you know, basically explodes and causes, you know, the whole thing to occur. Again, it's a unique story. It's funny, you know, and everything. It's really funny and all that. Just to see the fact that you have the characters being, you know, like starting with Sonic and then Tails and then Cream and then, you know, reluctantly at first, but giving in later, Amy and then Blaze and, you know, unexpectedly Knuckles, much to his surprise. You know, it's just so fun to see this kind of story to where these characters, you know, they want to be part of this. Like Sonic will, you know, wants to be, but basically because it starts out, like I said, with Sonic wanting to, you know, have a good time and then say, oh, I'm going to enjoy being part of your region, your upper region, if you will. And then for him to encourage Tails to go and be Sally's literal tail and everything, it's just a fun, silly story. And you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy about this? And it's not the fact that it sounds like I'm rambling and making nonsense here. Let's be honest. You know, a lot of us do this when we... I wouldn't say a lot of us do this, but a lot of us kind of get in this way when we do things unscripted, you know, without bullet points and just off the top of our head. But what's interesting about this, and now that I think about it too, or I've been thinking about it, it reminds me of something I did. You see, years ago, before I moved back to Kansas... This is literally, I wouldn't say years ago, this is like a little over a decade. Actually, let's see, I moved back in 2007, so about 2006, 2007, so almost 17 years ago, yeah, it's hard to believe, 17 years ago, around that time frame, 17 and a half years ago, I put together a little short story, and what it was called, I don't know if I can say the name here, but it was called, basically it was called a slimy, melty story of, I don't know if I can say the word here because, you know, the way YouTube is, but a slimy, melty story of, well, we'll put it this way. Erotic intimacy. We'll put it that way. Erotic intimacy between Mina Mongoose and Sally Acorn. I wrote that story. I'm sure some of you know which one I'm talking about. But I wrote that story initially as a short story. And the initial plot of the story is Sally had created this special Chaos Emerald, which gave her the powers to turn into a slime girl, a goo girl, and she wanted to share it with Mina, who in this interpretation she was in a relationship with. So she wanted to share it with Mina. And Mina, of course, is a little curious about it at first, not sure, until she tries it. And then basically they start having fun. Sally even turns into a brown vest for her to wear with Sally's face on the front of the vest or the tank top, depending on which one you read, which version that is. And it gets to the point that they end up in the tub together. They get all gooey and messy. They end up merging together as one gooey puddle or one gooey amalgamation of goo. And they literally just, I wouldn't say pop all over the place, but they literally just, like, the first time around, they get to a climax or a moment, if you will, after merging the first time. And they literally can now hear each other's thoughts. They can hear each other, you know, what the other thinks. In other words, they become somewhat of a community mind. But then they separate. They go to Sally's room. They get intimate that way. But the way they get intimate is Sally's on the bed waiting for Mina to join her. And Mina, she joins her all right by basically turning her body into a blob-like body that mainly is like a blanket that flows over Sally, covers her from head to toe. And on the outside of the blanket or gooeyfied blob blanket that Mina becomes, you see an imprint of Sally's body. And they just get it on from there, literally. to the point that they end up melting back together into, you know, a puddle that literally explodes all over Sally's room, with them reforming on two separate walls, Mina on one, Sally on the other, and with a promise to do it again. And there is a continuation. As a matter of fact, I continued it, I believe. I think I continued it. Well, actually, somebody else continued it, but then I finished it. I finished it a little bit, and it's kind of fun. Again, like I've said before, I can't post them here because I don't want to take any, you know, risk here on YouTube. That is Rumble, on the other hand, that's another story. Be on the lookout for that just in case. But anyway, the reason I bring this up is because I wrote that story initially, and then somebody else came around and said, hey, let me expand on this story for you. And they did. And then, here's what's even more interesting. I don't know who it was. I can't remember who it was. I don't even know if they're online anymore, you know, on DeviantArt or Ferb Finian or whatever. But I requested and actually commissioned. And this is when I had enough finances, when I was living on my own. And I think this was about a year or so before I moved back to California. Maybe even 2 years before. So actually, it'd be almost 20 years ago. 20 years, almost 19 years ago. Around, well, basically, we'll put it in the vicinity of, you know, 18, 19 years ago. We'll put it that way. Anyway, getting back into what I was saying, I requested from somebody, well, I wouldn't say quested, I commissioned somebody to do a webcomic on it. Yeah, I commissioned somebody. I can't remember who it was, but I commissioned them to do the story in comic form. And I think it was also around the same time somebody else had come around and said, hey, let me extend on this. Let me expand on the story, make it more of a story. And so what happened is after the comic was done and everything, the person wants to expand on the story and says, let me expand on it. And I say, okay, go ahead, expand on it. And they do. They end up expanding on it. And they use the pictures, the images from the comic I had made to help emphasize the story. And I'll tell you this, the person I commissioned to do the webcomic version of it, to do the panels, is somebody that doesn't normally, and this is the truth, doesn't normally go in that avenue. But I guess if you pay them enough, they will take that chance. And the reason I bring that up is because I would not be surprised, maybe it's just me and my own opinions here, maybe I'm wrong, but I would not be surprised if somebody commissioned that story to be webcomicked. I would not be surprised if somebody said, hey, you know, Sati or whatever the name is, can you do this story in comic form, 66 pages worth? Can you do that? You know, can you do that? And I don't know what the price they paid for it was. You know, that's none of my business. But I can guarantee you, you know, when they got that commission, because that's the only way, because I'm not trying to be mean, but let's be honest, that is the only way possible a story like that can happen. That's the only way possible a story like that can happen, you know, in comic form. So whatever they paid them obviously was worth it. Now, for me, I could have gone down the route where, okay, just like with this story, it's mainly all black and white or purple and white, whatever, in the drawings, right? Just the drawings. But I wanted color. I wanted it in color. So, yeah, I had that. So I had mine done in color. But the point is, the point I'm getting at is that with these kind of stories, you know, with these kind of stories, it's, you know, it's something that when you go in, I guess you could say from a script perspective, a written, typed up perspective, that when you present the idea to some people, they may not be too fond of it. Like, it might be too out of their comfort zone. But I guess when, as the old saying goes, money talks, they will walk. Or in this case, when money talks, they will draw. And that's literally what happened here in my assumption. Because I'm sure the person that came up with the story said, yeah, I want this in comic book form. Can you make it happen? And they probably did. You know, I'm assuming for the right price, Satir or whatever the name is, probably probably did, you know, make it happen in comic book form because, you know, it's out there for the public to see. You know, it's out there for the public to see. But what's interesting is I looked up some of the other stories, and there's nothing like that, you know, with the other stories. The other stories are 18 plus, if not 20 plus, of age, you know, requirement-wise to read. But, you know, there's nothing, but honestly, there's nothing else. You know, this is the truth. There's nothing else that's like that in those other stories. So I'm thinking they got commissioned big time for this to happen, and for this to happen with the length of pages to occur in. Because again, what it really is most of the time is just Sally absorbing a lot of stuff with the tail and really getting into it. And we can only assume that if they want to do more, you know, we will see more. And I guess we can only assume because or interpretate that maybe she absorbed Nicole a little bit out of funsies. Who knows? But what I'm getting at, and again, I know this sounds like it's being me just rambling and being nonsensical. What I'm getting at is, you know, what I'm getting at here is I have to give credit to the person that said, hey, I want to commission you to do 66, if not 70 plus pages worth of my story of Sally having absorbing powers and basically absorbing everything in sight via her tail, you know, and via her upper region at first and then by her tail. You know, so I got to give credit where credit is due. But I do recommend looking it up. I'm not gonna link it here due to reasons, but I do recommend, you know, looking it up on Google. You can find it on Google. It's a fun story. It's silly. It's very satire-y, and I think you'll enjoy it. I think you will have fun enjoying it and getting a kick out of it and all that. But let me know. But anyway, though, guys, that's just my thoughts on it. Let me know if you have heard of the story. What did you first think about it when you read it? And do you think there's other stories, or maybe you know of other stories like that out there that are just as weird? Let me know down in the comments on the live chat during the premiere. Again, guys, I know this might sound like I was just all over the place rambling and not being nonsensical, but hey, when you're talking about a story like this, I don't think you have any other way. I really don't. But again, let me know what your thoughts are, guys, and until next time, I'm out.